This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. While the Christmas feast is one of the best parts of the holiday festivities every year, some people might even argue that the leftovers the following days are even better. However, it's important to practice proper food safety steps in storing holiday leftovers for future meals. We will hear more from USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
While the Christmas feast is one of the best parts of the holiday festivities every year, some people might even argue that the leftovers the following days are even better. However, it's important to practice proper food safety steps in storing holiday leftovers for future meals. Carruthers says that large cuts of meat need to be sliced into smaller portions and stored in the fridge or freezer immediately after the meal.
That's going to hold a lot of heat, so very helpful and much safer and really important to break it down into smaller containers or into smaller portions before putting it into the refrigerator, which makes sure that it is cooling safely and properly and that your leftovers aren't going to come back to bite you later.
The food safe range for storing leftovers is 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator and 3 to 4 months in the freezer.
Or if you're cooking ahead of time and going to reheat it the next day or something like that, it is unsafe to refrigerate those large portions of meat as large portions of meat. They need to be cut, carved, sliced down into smaller portions and then stored in smaller containers or shallow containers so they can cool properly in the fridge.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily stories to your inbox each day at 5 p.m. Also on our website, you can find market information anytime under the Markets tab, and you can listen to the latest episode of Pods of Potential, which is found under the Podcast tab. And again, everything is located online at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.